Jeremy Bradley here once again covering Dreams Take Flight in Winnipeg, Manitoba, thanks to our friends at Air Canada for changing the lives of so many kids, 120-something again this year. You can check out the coverage at dreams.jbonair.com. I'm with an excited parent, right? Yes. Kelly, your parent?
Yes.
Who do you have on the flight today?
Adria. She's my daughter.
And so is this your first time working with Dreams Take Flight this year?
Yes.
And what's the experience like? Because I imagine there's excitement, but there's also nerves, I would think.
There is. They're very helpful. They're very accommodating, and it's just been a really fun time all around. And they're just enjoying themselves so far, and they're not even there yet.
Were you at the meet and greet about a month or so ago?
Yeah.
So I think that also helps too, right? Because you get to see all the other families that are involved, and it's,
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. I imagine, have you been hearing a lot about this from the youngster?
Nonstop, so...
Well, I've got to ask then how you're feeling, because, I mean, is this your first time maybe, you know, separating in, you know, different countries?
Yeah, it's her first time on a plane. It's my first time sending her away to do this, and, yeah, she's excited, so I'm excited for her. And
You know, and again, like you said, you know, she's in good hands. They've been doing this for so long, and there's so many great stories and memories that come. And, you know, I'll be live tweeting and posting updates throughout the day. So I guess we'll see you after midnight, right?
Yes.
It's a full day.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.